This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Perk also brought to you by Star Market and the brand new Star Market at the Hub on Causeway, just outside the TD Garden. Hello, Perk. How are you?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. What did you think of the Zion debut last night?
Man, I think it was everything to me, man. I mean, you know, I was at the game last night, and I watched this kid from the time that he was in warm-ups, meaning pregame, and everything about this kid says box office, because the way he carries himself, he was so poised and under control. Like, the whole moment is like he was ready for it. It wasn't too big for him or nothing. And, you know, throughout the game, he was playing in these 4 minutes first, and then all of a sudden he just turned it up another gear. You know, for a guy to have that type of, you know, that type of mindset that he had last night in the fourth quarter, some people could say, oh, man, everybody overreacted. No. That was something to watch, because that kid was ready to play. He was ready to win the game. And you know what else? He wasn't scared of the big moment.
Now, are you thinking, because he is as hyped as anybody's been, Perk. I mean, you got to go back to maybe LeBron as far as from high school. And obviously LeBron didn't go to college, but the 1 year of Zion and Duke, it was all about him. Every game was so hyped. He was the obvious number one pick. Are you expecting him to be able to live up to that hype? Is he going to be one of these, like, you know, perennial all NBA players?
I believe so. I mean, God forbid, like, unless it's just a major injury, right. I don't see nobody stopping this kid. I mean, people don't give him enough credit for what he brings to the table. He has a very, very high basketball IQ along with his athleticism, and everybody keeps talking about his weight. But I watched him last night, and I was up close. I was literally like 10 feet away from the kid watching him do his pregame. And this guy is chiseled up. I mean, this is not like he's big and he got fat all over his body. No, this guy is defined. Like, his body looks good. And I'm watching how he was moving, and I'm like, man, this guy got, you know, quickness and, you know, we just haven't seen a kid like this, in my opinion. And to be honest, the sky is the limit for this dude. I'm not going to even lie. Because I was sitting up there, I was really trying to be his biggest critic.
We were watching him last night, and I will say both of us were of the same opinion. I'm curious to get yours. He still doesn't look like he's 100%. His gait looks a little off, and I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. What did you think?
I just think that's just how he is. I think he is 100% in my opinion. I think he's close to it because, you know, me talking with the general manager, who's a good friend of mine, David Griffin, you know, they held him out extra time. He's been ready to come back, but they want to make sure that he came back and he was 100%. And if you were to watch this kid just warm up and the way he moves, you would be like, wow, it's just so graceful. Like, effortlessly. Like, he don't struggle to run or none of that. This guy could really, really play, man. I'm telling you. He looked extremely good to me last night.
Perk, what were your thoughts when you heard Kyrie Irving essentially compare himself to Martin Luther King?
Oh, man. It's kind of like when you hear somebody that's annoying speak. You know, everybody has their one family member when you go to gatherings, and you'd be like, oh, Lord, he go talking again, or here she go talking again. It's kind of annoying when people be like, let her finish or let him finish. That's how I view Kyrie. Like, oh, okay, man, let me know when he's done. Like, nobody takes Kyrie seriously. Like, people are so, you know, the best advice I can give Kyrie is just shut the hell up. Like, literally, because every time he talks, he put his foot right in his mouth. Like, he really needs to stay away from the microphone.
You know, even if I grant you that he is a better player than Kemba Walker, and when he's healthy, he is, and I understand that, the difference in the atmosphere around here with Kemba Walker as opposed to Kyrie Irving is dramatic.
No, it really is. It's drama written all over it. And you know, the thing that concerns me the most about Kyrie is that his mentor is the great Kobe Bryant. And he tries to carry himself like Kobe, but dude, just not Kobe. Like, we're talking about Kobe Bryant is, you know, up there with the all-time greats. Kyrie, you're nowhere on that level. And the way he carries himself, the way he talks to the media, and, you know, and all this. Like, bro, you're talking about you're trying to build a championship culture and all that. Like, what the hell? Like, in Cleveland, Kyrie, the championship culture wasn't built because of you. It was built because of LeBron James that came back. Let's not act like you didn't have 4 years under your belt to turn Cleveland around when you was in Cleveland by yourself and you didn't make the playoffs not one time. So let's not just act like you just some type of leader or something. I mean, he really annoys me. I don't know about y'all, but he gets on my damn nerves.
100%. And it happened while he was on the team and it was bad. And then now he's gone and you're able to laugh about it now because he's playing for Brooklyn and, well, barely playing for Brooklyn. And so not the Celtics fans' problems anymore. I enjoyed your back and forth with Kevin Durant last week, going about back and forth about who was the best player in Thunder history and everything else. You combine that personality, Durant's, with Kyrie's. How do you think that's going to play out next season in Brooklyn?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I always miss Guy have this discussion all the time. To me, you know, when you have KD on your Kevin Durant on your team, your chances of winning are high. I just don't know. I know them guys are good friends off the court. I just don't know how great it's going to mesh when them two get together because you just never know about Kyrie. And I think it's going to be a challenge for KD when they start playing to actually bring him along and hold him accountable, because it's just like, the other night, right? So he plays in Philly. They have a 1 or 2 days off or whatever the case may be. And then all of a sudden, he's not even on the injured list. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, right before the game, he comes out and says, oh, Kyrie's not playing anybody. Like, what? Like, when did all this? And I think knowing the player, the competitive person that Kevin Durant is, he's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be a few times that he bumps heads with Kyrie, because one thing about KD, he loves to play the game of basketball, and he's got a very high IQ for the game of basketball, and Kyrie is not going to be able to fool him. Like, and hopefully, in which I think he will, KD will be the guy, the leader, to call him out on it.
We're talking to Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. There have been some ups and downs for the Celtics so far this season. They're on kind of an up note here with a nice win against the Lakers and a big point win over the Memphis Grizzlies. They sit right now at fourth in the Eastern Conference. Realistically, what's the ceiling for them in the East?
I don't know, man. It's hard to put. What do you guys think? Tell me that. What's your opinion on it?
I think probably second. I think the Bucks, I mean, you know, you get into a series and I guess maybe anything can happen, but I think the Bucks are the top team. And then I think it's kind of a group of teams fighting for second. And, you know, the Celtics should be right at the top of that list.
Well, I agree. But you know one thing about the Celtics? Let me tell you this about the Celtics. This is the thing, and I said this. And I think Brad Stevens would agree. I can't wait for the All-Star game to be over. Once the All-Star game is over, you'll see the Celtics, like, they have turned the corner over the last 2 or 3 games and got back to the Celtics basketball that we enjoyed watching at the beginning of the season. But once the All-Star break is over, I think this Celtics team could turn it up another level. But I also think that this Celtics team is missing some pieces. one piece in particular, I think they need a defensive anchor at the center position. Mm-hmm. Although Enes Kanter has been playing well, although Tice has been playing extremely well, but in the playoffs, I think they're missing that defensive anchor. They're missing a guy like Steven Adams. I got a question for y'all real quick.
They're missing a Kendrick Perkins is what they're missing.
No, yeah, I know. I don't know about that, but like real quick, if you're Boston and you're Oklahoma City, right, and who says no to this trade? Gordon Haywood for Steven Adams. Who says no?
Man,
Danny Ainge.
Yeah, he might. Hayward is tricky to figure out, Perk, because some nights you look at him and it looks like Utah Gordon Hayward, and you're like, oh, this guy's a great piece. And then other nights it's just he just seems to be like a passenger. So, yeah, that one's tough. I think the Celtics might say no. But you'd do that deal? You'd do Hayward for Adams?
I would if I'm the Celtics. I'm just looking at their roster. I'm looking at guys like, you know, Kemba, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
All those guards that they have, I think they could make up for the points that they'll lose in Haywood. Although you get back to Steven Adams, you definitely could get 12 or 14 points from Steven Adams. So, if I'm Danny Ainge, I say yes to the trade.
Perk, we always appreciate the time. I hope we can do this again soon.
Hey, thank y'all, man. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Perk.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You can also hear Perk and Scal and Pals. Perk on Scal and Pals, I should say.
Ooh.
Available on Radio.com and wherever you find your podcasts. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk, Brian Scalabrini, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.